When I was a boy, I always looked forward to what athlete would be pictured on the front of my favorite breakfast cereal. You know, more than 1,400 athletes have been on the front of the box. But I just recently found out that a number of sports popular in America have never had a representative athlete on the Wheaties box. For instance, did you realize there's never been the photo of a billiards champion on the box? It's hard to believe that Willie Moscone wasn't on it. I remember reading that Willie's parents ran a pool hall in Philadelphia, and he learned to play pool by hitting a potato with a broomstick. Moscone went on to win 15 world championships during his career. He also taught Paul Newman to play billiards for his role in the movie The Hustlers. There's never been a fencer on the Wheaties box. Keith Smart was a four-time All-American at St. John's University in New York and a two-time Olympian. Never on the box. Ernest Hemingway's friend Sidney Franklin was a top bullfighter in Mexico and Spain. He was born in Brooklyn, though. But no, he was never on a Wheaties box. No bullfighter has ever been there. I don't think there's ever been a sumo wrestler on the box either. The first athlete to appear on a Wheaties box was baseball great Lou Gehrig back in 1934. And in 1935, Babe Dietrichson became the first female athlete to appear on the package. And Wheaties sponsored the first televised commercial sports broadcast when, on August the 29th, 1939, NBC presented a baseball game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Brooklyn Dodgers, and it was viewed by some 500 people. Only 500 people owned television sets in New York City in 1939. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.